Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel, the Ancient of Days, the Way, the Truth, the Life. He who cometh from Himself and live in Himself. Heaven is His throne, and the earth is His footstool. Ageless God, most high, most blessed, glorious King, the CEO of the universe, the monarch of the universe, the source of all things, may His name alone be glorified, and may His name alone be exalted. I want to welcome all of you to this morning CDD, Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. And by the special grace of the Lord, in the new year, we have started the topic, the walking voice, the walking voice, the walking voice. And by the special grace of the Lord, today happens to be the fourth episode of the walking voice. The walking voice. People of the way, we are dealing with the subject, the principles of Eden. And today happens to be the part two of the principles of Eden. But before I share, I want to pray with you. King of kings, Lord of lords, I thank you. I give you praise. I lift you high. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. I ask, O Yahuwah, that you will have your way. Speak to us this hour. Open the eyes of our understanding. Bless us through your word. May we be enlightened. Save our souls. Grant us joy. Impart into us wisdom. Grant us what it takes to face our challenges even today. I thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. All the saints who have joined will say, Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning, Cool of the Day, Daily Devotional. And as I said, today happens to be the fourth episode of The Walking Voice. And we are treating the subjects or the topic, Principles of Eden, Part 2. Principles of Eden, Part 2. We saw that there is a fundamental truth. The original idea, the purpose for which a thing was created or established. There is a reason for the planting of the garden. A man without principles will always lose where he or she has been planted and the things he or she has been blessed with. It is your principles that makes you principal in all things, to head things, to lead, to forge ahead, to remain. There is a need for you to walk with principles. There are guidelines. It is not just about keeping going. It is about going and using the right way. So we saw that's one principle, right in Eden happens to be the principle of fellowship. We saw that man remaining in him and remaining in Eden will enjoy fellowship. And that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, the verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord is in Yahusha, is in Yahuwah. Therefore, if you find yourself in him, you fellowship. Because 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10 to 11 is clear that the spirit of a man which is in him knoweth that which is in man. Likewise, the spirit of God which is in God knoweth the deep things of Yahuwah. You see, until you find yourself in Christ, you can enjoy fellowship. Until you are in him, you can't live a life of consistent and continuous fellowship. Then we survive through fellowship of the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Spirit of the Lord cannot dwell in anybody apart from his own body. That is why he called us out of the world to be part of his body, so that his spirit can dwell in us. When you disconnect yourself and you are no more a body of Christ, a member of his body, you can't fellowship with the Spirit. We saw that education too is necessary, and that it is for learning purpose. The presence of the Lord is not a place to be entertained. Eden is a place of learning. No wonder Yahusha told them that they should go and make disciples. Disciples are learners, students. Precious people of the way, that is why he that the Lord gave to us, the Holy Spirit, is a teacher. He educates us using the word. Because in John 14, the verse 26, it is clear that he will reveal to us all truth. He will show to us truth. He will tell us about the word. He will reveal to us about all truth. He will teach you, and he will bring you to remembrance. So the Spirit of God is not just to make you speak in tongues, but he cometh to teach you. So when you understand the principle of fellowshipping, and you start fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, because you are in him, you are in Christ, I tell you the truth, then the Spirit will now teach you. Because in 1 Corinthians 1, the verse 9, we are all members of his body. So, right in the garden, the enemy tried to introduce something to man, and man died, though he became like gods. So Yahusha said in John 10 verse 34 to 35 that to whom the word came, they are called gods. So the word cometh to make us look like him, to act like him, so as to live with him. Precious people of the way, without the word, there is no way you will become. In fact, it is the word that gives you power to become a child of God. As many that believed in him and received him, He gave them power to become. So, precious people of the way, learning is necessary. Discipleship is necessary. Studying to show yourself approved first unto God is necessary. In the presence of the Lord, in Eden, you ought to learn. The Lord structured his classroom in such a way that nature teaches man. The wise man said, go to the ant and learn. The knowledge we acquire in this generation, and they are not helping us, they are artificial. That is why we have tried our best, and the more we use this so-called technological knowledge, we die. It affects our health, it destroys our spirituality, and so forth. People of the way, the Spirit of God is in to teach us. Be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. You see, you can't be new until your mind has been renewed. If you want to enjoy the fullness of Christ, if you want to live in Eden, fulfill your purpose, accomplish your mission, that one day he will tell you, thou good and faithful servant, you have to live by this principle. You should always learn. You should always meditate on scriptures. You should always study. Don't go to the house of the Lord only to dance during praises. Go there to learn. And since the Spirit of God is our teacher, our classroom is a mobile one, because the presence of the Lord goes with you wherever you go. So our teacher too moves. The Spirit is with you. So everywhere, your room, everywhere you find yourself, you can learn. You can study. It is not static. It is not just at a place and not movable. Our teacher is with us everywhere. And Father Yahusha said he will be with us till the end of system of things. What a teacher. Professors have limitations. They only go to classrooms. You can't carry your teacher everywhere. But the Spirit of the Lord goes with you everywhere. There is no excuse. Ignorance is never an excuse. Precious people of the way, you can get the audio for the teachings during Sabbath so that you'll be able to understand more as I add up today. One principle in the garden is the principle of management. Man was not put in the garden to gaze at the beauty of the trees and do nothing. The Bible says man was told to dress the garden and to keep it. That is leadership. That is management. People of the way, anywhere Yahweh has planted you, you are to manage the place. You are to lead. There are many people who are Mr. or Mrs. Do Nothing. They have been planted at a place, a community, an area, workplace, ministries, and they are not performing. They are not living this life. They have left everything into the hands of Yahuwah. The Lord did not say angels should go and keep the garden. What has been given to you, You have the responsibility to make sure the thing look good, the thing look very well kept. Anything I said last time, you don't manage well, can't grow. Mismanage things kills. It will cut your life short. It will frustrate your assignment. Because every divine assignment comes with a divine place, specific place. He will choose for you. He will plant you at a place. So everything in that place is for your survival, is to help you make it, is to help you fulfill your assignments. So there is nothing like fulfillment of assignment without managing. If you are not managing, you are not fulfilling any assignment. You can't accomplish your purpose without leadership. You see, the Bible says that man should keep it and dress the garden. Keep it and dress the garden. That is a command. Okay? Because to be fruitful and stuff, it was already done. So Yahuwah told man that what I've given to you, keep it and make sure you dress it. Genesis 2 verse 15. There are many people in this generation that where the Lord has planted them look so unkept. You see, unkept places is a sign of no leadership. It's a sign that there is no leader. There is no manager or managers, meaning that they are only babies. Manager, manage simply means man of age. That's why Adam was not created a baby. So there is a need for you to, you see, it takes maturity to lead, to manage, to make place look kept. Your home, your house, your ministry, your society, your community, your workplace. Have you seen how unkept the earth has become and it is fighting us, destroyers of creation? It's a sign of no leadership because our leaders are only book long. Scientific knowledge. Book knowledge, the professors and the PhDs they have acquired, and it is not helping us. That is why we are suffering. People of the way, anything the Lord has entrusted into your hands comes with responsibilities. You see, blessings comes with responsibilities. Irresponsible people who turn blessing to a curse. There are people that the Lord is not blessing, entrusting resources into their hands. It's not giving them places. They are not possessing because they are very irresponsible. Even giving birth, it comes with responsibilities. Marriage comes with responsibilities. Owning a land comes with responsibilities. In fact, inheritance comes with responsibilities. You know, what they left behind. If your father should leave some properties behind, you have to do something. You have to manage that thing. There are people who are losing things because they cannot manage. There are people who have lost so many things because they lack managerial skills. Biblical way of managing things. You see, I tell you, any resources the Lord entrusts into your hands and you don't manage, you are irresponsible. I tell you, you are going to lose it. You will lose it. You see, there are too many babies in the house of the Lord. Therefore, if the Lord want to bless, release, he withhold because they are babies. You know, people of the way, prudent use of resources maketh one a leader. So you are not a leader, you are not a manager because of your title or because they poured oil on you. You are because you use resources in a prudent way. There are thousands in this generation, millions in these generations. They have misused resources. He said, dress the garden and keep it. If you can dress it, it will be kept. You see, there are people, they have no idea. There are people, they have entrusted the resources the Lord has handed over to them, to people to manage for them. It's so dangerous. People attending leadership class does not make them leaders. Wisdom maketh one a leader. The word maketh one a leader. So what are the resources in Eden, in the presence? The Lord gave man so many things, trees, animals. In fact, he caused a river from Eden, from his presence, to water the garden. Then he said, dress it and keep it. Don't sit down and be sleeping. No, dress it and keep it. Don't be taking selfie. Dress it and keep it. Don't just, you know, gaze at the beauty of the garden. If you don't dress it and you don't keep it, you will lose it. You see, management is making a place be and remain as it is to be. How, where you are, what is the original plan of God for that place? Your community, your area, that your business. Are you making that place to be and remain as it is to be? You know, there are times, you see, Garden of Eden is Eden. You can't change it to, I don't know the word to use. It's Eden, Garden of Eden, and it must remain so. So we don't lean on our own understanding. Okay, this is how I want that business to be. Is it according to scripture? This is how I want to manage my home. Is it according to scripture? When you take God out of it, I tell you, it is still failure. Any success outside the will of the Father is failure. No matter how you build, if it has not been built the way you want it to be built. So imagine he turning the Garden of Eden to, let's say, Dubai, how it has been built. Maybe by cutting down all the trees and removing things, changing the whole topography, landscaping, because he changed everything. No. There is a way Yahuwah wants your business to be. See, if it is not as it's supposed to be, I tell you, you will suffer losses. Precious people of the way, today, all what I'm trying to let you know this morning, cool of the day, is be a man of age, manage, keep things very well, be responsible, act wisely. make good use of the resources, the money the Lord gives to you. What do you use them for? Don't be a waster. People who don't manage, they waste things. Anything you don't manage, okay, it will go waste. There are people praying to get just half of what you have gotten. There are people, they are praying to get even a quarter piece of land. There are people who are praying just to get a home, married as you are married. There are people, look, the money you have gotten, let's say $50, someone has been fasting and praying to get it, and it's not getting. The Lord has blessed you with them. Why can't you manage them well so that it grows, it expands? Because what the Lord has given to you, you will be fruitful and you will multiply. Failure to be a good manager is failing the generation that is to come. You see, your mismanagement can even affect nature. It affects things. You can imagine the garden and it's not keeping it, the animals will die. It's not keeping it well. You can imagine the trees, the beautiful trees will die. Everything will die. Why is it that many things are dying around us? They are being destroyed around us. In fact, many animals they've gone to extinction. Our river bodies are drying up. Nature is now fighting us because we are not managing. You see, good management attracts wise people. They will come in and help you. They will come in. He told a man to keep it and dress it. Then he now brought a woman. See, sometimes the Lord will not bring good people your way because you have not been able to manage well even your environment. Some environment kills. So the Lord will not bring somebody to you, around you, and you, with a bad management, it will affect them. One thing I know is if you don't manage your environment well, what the Lord even, let me say environment, your business environment, if you don't manage it well, it reduces productivity. People cannot, they cannot be productive. You can imagine Adam goes to the garden and all his eyes see are pleasant trees. So they must remain pleasant. Pleasant simply means good to behold. When you set your eye on, you want to look at it again. Your room, what is happening in your room? You yourself, you can see that when you enter your room, you cannot think straight again. Everything is bizarre. Everything is messed up. Your environment, everything is messed up. Your office, mess up. Your workplace, mess up. Everything, bizarre. We were not created to see things that way. That is why when you work in a dirty environment, it will affect your productivity. In fact, your health will be under attack. I'm ending today. My time is up. Please. Manage well. He has given you Eden. He has blessed you with resources in Eden. He has given you so many things. Manage them well. Dress them well. Keep them well. Use wisdom and let them remain as it is. It will attract more. It will grow. It will expand, and even when you leave this planet, you will leave something behind. The essence of living is to leave something behind. If you leave this earth without leaving something, you have lived in vain. May the Lord bless you. May He increase you. I declare that your day is blessed. Your day is blessed. Your day is blessed in the name of Yahusha. You are protected. You are protected. Every plan of the Antichrist concerning your life is cancelled. Is cancelled in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. You will go out there, hunt for something, and you will come home with an elephant. You will not miss any single blessings. Favor will go with you in the name of Yahusha. Leka hasitonta. You won't be sick. You are healed. Good health with the Lord satisfy your soul. Hey, shakabadida. Anywhere your application letters are, may you hear. May you hear. May you receive good news in the name of Yahusha. Emails, calls, receive them in the name of Yahusha. Leka hasatosa. Adibalakoski palada, let there be a release of customers in the name of Yahusha. Meet good people at the lorry park. Meet good people at the airport. As you go out there, meet good people in the mighty name of Yahusha, the Son of the Living God. Let helpers locate you. Help us locate you. Help us locate you. Help us locate you. Help us locate you. In the mighty name of Yahusha. Amen. Thank you all. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. You can listen to them over and over again. You can download and listen to them. You share the lessons with your friends and your family. The reason why you should continue listening is for it to be kept in memory. Paul said, if you keep all these things in memory, you will be saved. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Today is the third day of the Nehemiah's project in 52 days. The message will be sent, and I'll also do live. I'll do live. So watch out. The time and information will be sent out there. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye.